story begins at Manhattan Monthly, where Rex, Alexandra, Blake, and Evelyn are talking outside Blake's office when Raven walks up.
Hi, everyone. Are we having a party or what?
Raven!
Hello, Evelyn.
What is this, a conspiracy?
Welcome to Scripts and Scruples.
Did I walk in on something here?
Evelyn has just quit.
Oh.
Raven, why don't you leave us alone? You take your mother to your office and I'll come get you when things are cleared up here.
Okay.
There you go again, Mr. Whitney. Looking out for your dear sweet Raven. Tweet, tweet, tweet. The office little pet bird.
Evelyn, don't say any more.
Oh, of course not. Nobody, Evelyn Shoemaker, should not be allowed to speak in the presence of the beautiful and talented Raven Malone.
Evelyn, are you sure you stopped drinking last night?
Raven, I'll go with you to your office.
Evelyn, do you have a problem with me that I don't know about?
You know what? What the hell? I've already quit. What do I have to lose? Yes, I have a problem with you. I hate the way you're pretty first thing in the morning. I hate the way you scrunch your nose up when you laugh. I hate the way you suck up to Mr. Whitney to get anything you want. I hate your hair. I hate your clothes. I hate the way you talk. Should I go on?
Oh, wow. Evelyn, I had no idea. We haven't actually spent that much time together.
Yeah, because you spent all your time at the office in there with Mr. Whitney.
Well, Evelyn, even if you didn't push Raven down the stairs, at least we have proof that I'm not the only person with an axe to grind here.
What are you saying, Alexandra? What does Evelyn have to do with my accident?
Oh, can everyone get off the damn accident already? You fell down the stairs, Raven. You survived.
Yeah, but I almost lost my baby during that accident.
You did do it, didn't you?
I told you no.
I'm calling Joe Zegas.
There's no evidence. Just leave me alone.
Maybe the cops can get it out of you, sister.
Look, I have to go. I'll get my things some other time.
Evelyn, wait.
At Wilson's Diner, Dara and Clint have stopped by for a bite to eat after school.
My mom has the afternoon off, but I think she's with Adam.
I can't believe your mom is into some guy she just met.
I actually like Adam. He makes my mom happy, and he seems like a nice enough guy.
I just don't see your mom going out with a busboy, that's all.
Well, neither did I, but I don't want her telling me who I can see, so I can't really tell her what to do, right?
Does that mean she's accepted the fact that we're dating?
I think once she realized everything you've gone through with your mom and all, she started seeing you in a different light.
I know this sounds crazy, Clint, but I miss my mom a lot.
Why would that sound crazy?
Because she made me life miserable with her drugs and men.
But you still loved her, though. In time, hopefully you'll just remember the good stuff.
I can't believe that we both ended up in New York City. It just wasn't that long ago that we were running away together.
I hope you're getting settled in here now and enjoying it a little.
Clint, hi.
Heidi, how are you?
I'm doing much better. You really cheered me up the other day.
Heidi, this is my girlfriend, Dara. Dara, this is Heidi. We met here at Wilson's the other day.
Hi.
Hi, it's nice to meet you.
Are you alone? Do you want to join us?
Yeah, I just came in for a bite to eat between classes.
Great. Pull up a seat. You don't mind, do you, Dara?
No. Go ahead. Have a seat.
At Larissa's apartment, Connie and Andrew have just arrived.
What's going on here, Adam? How can you afford a place like this?
Connie, there's something I need to tell you about my life.
What is it?
I'm not who I appear to be.
I don't understand.
Tell her the truth. Tell her the truth. No, lie! Connie, I haven't told you much about my past, and I know you probably figured that I have some hard luck story to be working at Wilson's Diner. But that's not really the case. I'm actually quite wealthy.
Wealthy?
Oh, yeah. I made a fortune in the real estate, and I've actually been retired for the past few years.
Adam, I don't know what to say. I never expected to hear anything like this.
I didn't know how to tell you without sounding weird.
What do you mean?
Why is this coming so easy to me?
I felt I was getting too complacent, that the money was starting to affect my character. I never wanted it to change me, not for the worse. So I decided to give it up for a while and try to get back in touch with the real Adam Johnson.
So you took a job as a busboy?
It made sense at the time. I've even been living at the Y for the past few months.
Wow, Adam. That's a pretty unbelievable story.
I know it seems strange. But it's very important to me not to have become one of those elitist snobs I've always hated. Do you think you'll be able to forgive me for not telling you this from the beginning?
Adam, I don't need to forgive you. It's not like you withheld this information to hurt me in some way. Maybe if it were the other way around.
So you're not mad?
Mad that you have money? No. It's going to take a little while to sink in, but no, I'm not mad.
Good. Because we have the rest of the afternoon and I want to enjoy it.
What did you have in mind?
There's a great hot tub upstairs. Want to try that out?
Adam.
Hey, I know you had a long morning at the office. It's a great way to relax. I'm just talking about relaxing. Nothing else.
But I don't have anything to wear.
That doesn't bother me.
Forget it, mister.
Okay. The hot tub is out. How about finding a movie or something to watch on TV?
Hey, not a bad idea. It's been a long time since I relaxed and watched a movie.
Excellent. Look, Connie, it means a lot to me that you just accepted what I told you.
Hey, we're friends. It means a lot to me that you were honest with me.
Join us again tomorrow for another exciting episode of Scripps and Scruples, a Radio Logo production.